Dictation for Ray Jazo, RayJazo. Date of service is 8/18/2023. Date of birth 4/15/1984. Date of accident is 2023. Mr. Ray Jazo is a victim of an automobile accident. In this accident, patient allegedly was traveling as a restaurant driver and was involved in a head-on collision in Auburn Hills near Auburn Road and Ryan Road. Impact caused him head injury with the impact on the headache. He passed out. He started having dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, and both knees. Patient has immense difficulty in walking up and down on the stairs and also regular walking. His gait is painful, and he has a limited abduction, especially with the left shoulder and right shoulder. The right shoulder is more worse than the left. He can do up to 110 degrees of forward flexion and abduction with the right shoulder, while the left he can do up to 150 degrees. His pain is also more focused on on both knees, affecting his ability to walk well and do his ADLs. Currently, reports that his pain is around 8 in all these areas, and ADLs are affected 8. And he has 40 to 50% improvement in his symptoms based on the physical therapy and conservative treatment with medications. Please review the chart for ADL for system review, additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. His physical exam reveals blood pressure of 134/73, pulse 81, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, which is dated 8/2/2023, dictation number 0907-057. The plan is to continue the basic conservative treatment, which is what he chooses to have. And his physical therapy continues for 3 times per week, focusing on neck and lower back, both shoulders, both knees. And also, he remains disabled for work, housework replacement. Attended care is provided 4 hours, 7 days due to his involvement of brain trauma and case management. He is alone and he is an extremely obese guy. His weight is almost 330 pounds. He is short of breath while sitting, and he also has an apnea syndrome. He has been advised to visit a neurologist and a sleep study should be done. He is provided with a Percocet 10 over 325 at his immense request every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets for controlling his pain. He does have a elucidation of more pain symptom than it is explained. However, his MRIs are also positive, and his MRIs show that the left knee has a mild distal quadriceps tendinosis and prepatellar bursitis, which have been explained to him in great detail with charts and pictures. His right shoulder has a subtle tendinosis and bursal surface fraying of suppressed parent tendon and osteoarthritis of AC joint. And his lumbar spine MRI shows no major crisis, no disc problem, only facet osteoarthritic changes. He is also provided with Mobic 7.5 mg 2 times a day with food, along with this Wellbutrin XR 150 milligram twice a day for his mood. Xanax is provided for his anxiety, panic, and bad dreams, 0.5 milligram PRN. Lyrica is provided for his pain relief, general pain relief, 50 milligram twice a day. Furosets are provided for headache relief. Ointment for topical pain relief is also provided for him. He's been provided with a consultation to neurosurgery. Case management is going on. He has a cervical pillow. He's undergoing laser treatment, which has been advised. Chiropractic treatment has also been advised. An MRI of the brain with neurocont was ordered, which has not been done. And MRI of the thoracic spine and lumbar spine was ordered. And it was ordered on 1/19/2034, later on. But other than that, has been referred to neurosurgery. We have discussed the issues of spinal cord stimulation device, and he's been advised that his Percocets will be reduced since he doesn't qualify for severe pain, as his spine MRIs are completely normal. Thank you. His physical therapy continues, and chiropractic treatment continues. Thank you very much.